to the Advisor Marketing Mastery Podcast with Mark E. Gaffney. This podcast is your front row seat to the proven frameworks, strategies, and the insights that have propelled thousands of financial professionals to the top of their field since 2003. The show starts right now.
Guys, man, I'm so excited for today. We've got a really, really great show. I have the best cast, crew, engineers out there. Man, we're super excited. Welcome to the Marketing Mastery Podcast, built for financial advisors who want more. If you're tired of fluff, guesswork, and marketing tactics that don't move the needle, you're in the right place. This isn't theory. This is your fast track to real results, packed with insights to help you fill your calendar and scale like a pro. Here's what's coming up on today's episode. Ask the Marketing Mastery Coach. Hey, listen, you've got questions. You've sent them in. We have laser focused, no BS answers. We're tackling real marketing challenges financial advisors are facing right now. And most importantly, how to fix them. And then, of course, Marketing Mastery University. And today I'm going to be talking about the post game. What is the post game? That's all the things we do after the seminar day, right? We close up our seminar. There's still a lot of things that we got to do to get people in the office. So if they sign up, they need to show up. You book the lead at your seminar. Now what? Most advisors drop the ball between conversion and the seminar to first appointment. We're breaking it down. Post-game moves that can turn potential no-shows into loyal clients. If you're running seminars, this part is mission critical. All right, let's jump in right now. Welcome to Ask the Marketing Mastery Coach, the Q&A segment where elite financial advisors like you send in your most pressing questions. And I give you direct, actionable answers to help you market smarter, grow faster, and break through your next ceiling. If you're ready for clarity, let's crush it right now. Convert more. Let's jump in. First question from Lynn in Boca Raton, right across the state from me here. Lynn writes, Mark, we've had some hiccups with our RSVP process through a third-party mailhouse. I'm thinking of bringing those calls in-house so we can create a stronger first impression. Is that smart or just more work? Lynn, first impressions matter, especially in seminar marketing. But let's talk about this because the real impact of a personal touch versus automation, okay, that's where the balance is going to be. Now, I totally understand that we want to make a good first impression because these calls are going to go to a operator. But listen, that operator is trained 24/7 to receive RSVP calls. So I want to go into that right now. And the first thing that I want to talk about is, when are you open? 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, maybe a little bit earlier, maybe a little bit later, certainly not on the weekends. Okay. There was a study done at one of the mailhouses that I work with, and 35% of the inbound calls came in after regular hours. That means 35% of your calls, no one's going to be there to answer them. It's going to go to a voicemail. Let me share another study with you. When there is an expectation of a human being to answer at the other end, to take my order, to take my RSVP, and I'm answered with a voicemail, the hang-up ratio is close to 50%. 50%. Listen, let's do this the right way. There's a reason why these seminar companies are so successful. They figured out the scripting. Now, with saying that, you can alter the script. If you want to get in touch with them and say, hey, send me your script. Most of them are very happy to do that. Some of them have, you can change these areas, but the opening and all that. So you have some leverage there if you want to change the scripting, okay? So I would recommend you do not do that. That's lowering your chances to get qualified RSVPs. Listen, if one high net worth individual or couple calls and hangs up, that's the difference between a good seminar and a great seminar. Quite frankly, it might be the difference between a failed seminar and a good one. Leave it to the pros. Don't do that. I understand that you want to make a great first impression, but that's not the way to go about it. What you can do is, after the RSVP is created, now you can call to say, hey, we're just confirming, and you can do the whole thing there of creating that first impression. You can also do it again when you call to remind them to come on out to the seminar. All right, I hope that helps. Next question is from Alex in Raleigh. Alex writes, Mark, I caught one of your webinars a few months ago where you mentioned your webinar autopilot program. Gosh, I love this program. I'd love to understand how that works. By the way, your monthly webinars are always packed with value. Keep them coming. By the way, if you want to see our list of events, we have our live events and our webinars. All you have to do is go to our website, markedwardgaffney.com, click on the events tab, and all of that will be there. We do several events every month, both live and webinar. All right. First of all, thanks for the kind words, Alex. Webinars on autopilot. Listen, man, it's a game changer for lead generation. Let me walk you through what that looks like right now. Okay. So at MEG, we have five different ways that you can do webinars. There's five specific tracks. I don't have time today to get into all five, but unquestionably, my favorite one is our MEG webinar autopilot. What is that? Okay. So we're going to use targeted direct mail to invite high net worth households to attend our webinar. Targeted direct mail. The pull on that, the draw is we're going to deliver dinner to their homes right before it starts. In other words, if you have a 6:30 start on your webinar, we have a service that can deliver multiple dinners at the same time. They're going to receive their dinner between 6 and 6:15. I have one advisor that also delivers wine so they can have a glass of wine with dinner. Now, I want to share some interesting data with you about this. As we move up the food chain, in other words, if I'm going to mail, let's say 100 to 500,000 in assets, 500 to 750, 750 to 1 million, the higher the net worth or the investable assets of the prospect, the more they showed up for the webinar. More assets, higher show up rate. Well, that's rather interesting, isn't it? So I have one advisor. I'm going to tell you a quick story right now. He's in Connecticut. He's got plenty of $1 million homes that he can send targeted direct mail to. So he says he does only 1 million and up. Okay. Fills it every time. He can do about 20, right? In certain places might be 15, but we want the dinner sent on time. $1 million homes, gets tons of appointments. They sign up online. You don't have to be there. What we do is we record your webinar in advance. Our preference here is to do it in our television studio so we get a perfect version of the webinar. We have the chance to start, stop, edit, all those good things. We leave the whole world of live and technology out, okay? Perfect webinar to have on there. So we do the marketing for you. We bring people to the webinar, feed them. They watch the webinar. There you are looking absolutely live. And then the pop-ups for people to sign up digitally on your Calendly. And it works great. Works super, super good. You don't have to be there. We've removed the time vampire, right, from doing events. So he sends me a text one time. It says, hey, Mark, I just got 6 appointments from my last webinar. And I'm like, hey, that's great. He's like, no, you don't understand. I'm in Costa Rica on vacation with my family, and I got 6 appointments on the books for when I get back. MEG webinar autopilot. We'd love to go into further detail with you. It works. It's great. If you're looking to bring on high net worth households into your practice, this is one of the ways that we can do that. That works great. Today's episode is being brought to you by MEG, where marketing mastery meets elite advisor success. Since 2013, we've helped thousands of financial advisors break through plateaus and hit their biggest production and revenue goals ever with precision, targeted marketing, high converting advertising, and expert consulting. Whether you're running seminars, hosting webinars, looking to dominate on TV, radio, you name it, or you just want your marketing to finally get dialed in, MEG Inc. does it all for you. We're a full service agency built specifically for one thing: helping financial advisors who are ready to stop dabbling in marketing and start dominating with it. Here's the part you don't want to miss. I'm inviting you to book a 15-minute intro call with me personally, not a team member, not somebody else, me. We call it the $1 Million Zoom because it's packed with the kind of insights that can shift the trajectory of your business fast. No pressure, no obligation, 100% complimentary. In just 15 minutes, you'll see exactly how we can bring all of your marketing under one roof, tailor it to your brand, and drive real results. Just head over to markedwardgaffney.com and grab your spot now. That's markedwardgaffney.com. MEG, boutique marketing for financial advisors who are ready to grow like never before. All right, back to the show. Next question is from Steve in Pittsburgh. Steve, what's going on? He asks, Mark, every other week I'm getting pitched by so-called digital marketing gurus. Oh, goodness, there's a lot of those. In your experience, how crucial are digital and social media strategies when it comes to actually driving revenue, not just likes and followers? All right, I love this question because I'm going to be real on it. Listen, everything is slowly but surely moving that direction. But as of today, right now, for me, it's not a lead component. It's a bolt-on. And let me explain that. I want to start with there are two types of marketing that we do with financial advisors. There's hunter marketing and there's farmer marketing. Both of those are important. The hunter marketing is putting copy together in such a manner, whatever the delivery source is, to compel people immediately to go to an office appointment, live or virtual, or an RSVP, live or virtual. That's hunter marketing. One time, get them in, do something there to get them to move forward. Okay, again, RSVP for live event, virtual event, office appointment. The farmer marketing is more like I'm going to do digital marketing for a while in the magnitude of different ways. I'm going to collect emails and names and numbers. I'm going to drip on them. As time goes on, some of these will start to pop. Now, by virtue of what we do, which are contracts with our clients, I can't wait a year or a year and a half before I can show successful results to a client. We like farmer marketing, but we're hunter marketing. You need the business now. So for me, digital plays a secondary role. Here's where I like digital. If I'm doing a targeted direct mail campaign and I have a lackluster mailer, I'm 100% going to do a social media bolt-on of that to increase butts and shares. The other place where I love that, again, hunter marketing, is to my database and the general public, I love webinars. I just spoke about it earlier. I think this is a phenomenal way to get immediate results and get you in front of the type of clients that you're looking for. That's where we kind of stay right now, because if I'm going to look at the vast scheme of things, like for financial advisors, what's the number one thing that financial advisors do to create production and revenue? What's the number two? What's the number three? What's the number four? What's the number five? Digital is not in there. I'm a traditionalist. Great marketers base their decisions on great data. The data tells us this is not a lead funnel. This is a bolt-on to getting stuff. It's just not a lead funnel. So I hope that answers your question. All right, my next question is from Michelle in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, Michelle. She writes, Mark, my team and I feel awkward pushing for appointments right after the seminar, especially when attendees are still eating. Oh, this is how we do it. We're thinking about calling the next day instead. Is that approach working for other advisors? No. I hear you, Michelle. Striking the right tone between professional and pushy is tricky. But appointment timing is everything. Here's what top performing advisors are doing right now. Okay. The number one mistake advisors make is not getting the appointment that night. It's number one. And I hear so many advisors, well, it looks pushy. It's not. And I'm going to share a little story with you so that you don't feel like it's pushy anymore. Let's say that you had a bad knee, right? You've had a bad knee for years. There's pain involved. You got a little limp going on, right? And you get an invitation in the mail to see an orthopedic surgeon at the local restaurant, whatever. You go and you sit there and the orthopedic surgeon does their 45 minute on how he's done or she's done over the last 28 years, 17,000 surgeries with a 95% success rate. They're going to make that knee feel like a 20-year-old and take all your pain away. Do you want to wait till tomorrow for someone to call you to get on his or her calendar? Of course not. You want to do it immediately. And that's what we're talking about here. Okay. When you do your seminar correctly, people want to get on immediately. Okay. So a couple other things with that. They're never going to be hotter for you ever than after you finished your presentation. Never. That is going to cool off real fast. Point number two. You'll be lucky if you get 80% of those people that said yes on the phone in the next 2 or 3 days. After 3 days, all interest is potentially gone. There is one way to do this and one way only. When your event is finished, or when your presentation, rather, is finished, you have your team go around and get appointments. Now, I'm going to share with you how we do that, okay? Because it can't be some sort of impromptu, spontaneous, surprising thing. As the presenter, you need to let them know what's going on. Now, hopefully through your presentation, you've set it up such that you've said several times, when you come into the office, we're going to help you with this. When you come into the office, we're going to help you with that. So when I get to the end, watch me. Here's what I do. And by the way, I do seminars as well, and this is exactly what I do. I look at my watch, right? Very powerful piece of body language. I tap it. And I say, all right, everyone, let's get those wrapped up. Let's get all the response sheets in. My team is going to collect them in the next 2 minutes. In 3 minutes, we're going to do our raffle for the door prize, because your response sheet will be your raffle ticket. And in 5 minutes, I'm going to have the salads come out. Now, let me share a couple things with you right now. One, while salads and entrees are out, my team is going to come around tonight and get your appointment. For those of you that said yes, we're going to get you on the calendar. Let me share this with you. If you don't have your calendar with you tonight, that's okay. Go ahead and get on our calendar. It tends to fill up quickly. Let me say that one more time. If you don't have your calendar with you tonight, that's okay. Go ahead and get on our calendar. There's more to my closing than that. I'll share it with you when we speak. But I've told everyone in the room what's going to happen. And here's another thing too. If they've been to one of these before with a high performing advisor, this is what's happened. So they're not like, oh my gosh, what's happening here? I can't believe it. You are not infringing on anyone. You are not making them feel uncomfortable. And by the way, it's your party. Chances are you've invested $10,000 to $15,000, depending on type of seminar that you're doing. It's your party to do what you want. You've invested way too much money in worrying about what people are going to think. All right. Thanks so much for that question. My next question is from Paul in Louisville, Kentucky. Man, I love Louisville. Lived there for 3 years. He writes, Mark, I'm in a competitive market with several well-established advisory firms. What strategies can I use to stand out and position myself as more than just another advisor? Gosh, I love, love, love this. Listen, great branding isn't about logos. It's about positioning. Let's walk through this on how you can create the brand that cuts through the noise and attracts your ideal client. You know, I always like to start this question with a story. You've all gone grocery shopping. Have you ever walked down, and I'll take two aisles. There's a beer aisle. There's a chip aisle. Who in their right mind would come out with a new beer or a new chip and have to compete against all those established brands? But every week, every month, there's a new brand of chips. There's a new brand of beer. It's going on the shelf and people are buying it. Why? Because it's marketed really, really well. And that marketing is all about positioning. So what we do with our clients when they feel like this might be an issue, in particular, if you're a younger firm, is we say, okay, Let's make a splash in the market with some great PR. Let's get you on television. Let's help you write a book. Let's help you write articles for a periodical. There are so many things that we can do. Now, here's the key. We can do all that PR, but then you have to leverage all that PR in all of your marketing. So it becomes part of your brand. So now you're John Smith, TV personality, radio talk show host, author, maybe even best-selling author, author of periodicals and Forbes or whatever. So we put all these things with you. And by the way, there's so many other things that we can do as well to elevate your brand. In fact, at MEG, we call it the IRB, the irresistible rockstar brand. We know there are things that you can do to compel and attract pre-retirees and retirees to say, wow, that looks like the type of firm that I want to work with. And you know what? I'm telling stories right now. I have to go off on another tangent because this is what I do. There is a miracle that happens every day in your business. Are you ready? The average American is going to work 90,000 hours in their life to collect their nest egg. It's approximately 42 years. 90,000 hours. They're going to potentially give you all of it. Think about that. Doesn't it make sense to you to bill yourself in the market as a gosh darn rock star? Truthfully, we're not going to lie. We all have compliance. Truthfully. And here's what I get sometimes, all right? Oh, Mark, that's not me, man. I can't say all these big things about myself. I'm a regular guy. Listen, nobody wants to work with a regular guy or regular gal. So here's the conversation that I have with them. We're talking about two different things here. One is the person. The other is the persona. The person, hey man, we all put our pants on one leg at a time. We're all regular people, okay? We all are. But the persona is your image in the marketplace. And let me tell you right now, if you're not contemplating making that rock star, listen, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know how to help pre-retirees to and through retirement to help them achieve their retirement goals and dreams. Let me go one step further. Rockstar clients, high net worth rockstar couples and individuals. Do you know who they want to work with? It ain't regular Joe. They want to work with a rockstar advisor. Don't be afraid of it. Elevate your brand. Achieve the irresistible rock star brand. Hey, I hope that helps. Got a question you'd like to feature on the show? Go to our website, markedwardgaffney.com. Send that question in to us. Heck, you could DM us on LinkedIn. And remember, you're just one smart strategy away from your next huge breakthrough. Welcome to Marketing Masters University, where elite financial advisors go to sharpen their edge. This is your weekly dose of data-driven strategy, cutting-edge tactics, and marketing that actually moves the needle. If you're ready to attract, engage, and grow like never before, class is in session. Okay, today I'm talking about the seminar post-game. What is that? So at MEG, we break our seminar consult for advisors into three pieces. There's pre-game, which is how do I fill my chairs with as many qualified prospects as possible? Game day, the goal of game day is to maximize appointments from the household / buying units present. And then there's post game. The idea of post game is if they sign up, they need to show up. What are we doing from such time as the seminar's over until such time as they show up in the office? Okay, so that's what I'm going to address today. Now, not every advisor has all three of these pieces running on 8 cylinders. I will tell you this. I've seen it. I believe in it. If you can get all three of these pieces, pregame, game day, and postgame firing on 8 cylinders, you can potentially double your seminar production with the same budget. Let me say that one more time. Double your seminar production, your results, your revenue with the same budget. We've seen it over and over and over. Okay, so I'm going to talk about that today. What are these things that we can do? So it starts with, there are really three main areas that I talk about in the post game. It's the phone, which has two pieces. Phone call, text. I'm going to come back to that. Second piece, the mailbox. Third piece, email. If we utilize these, and I'm going to give you examples of all of them, properly, we can get our show-up rate. In other words, for every 10 people that sign up to come into your office for an appointment, we want to be what I call the money zone, 6 to 8 of them showing up. So if you're below 6, and I'm going to show you a case study here, that 6 is that magic number that we want to be at to make money. If we're below 6, I know there are things that you can do in your post-game strategy to get more people to show up in the office ready to do business with you. Now, if you're at 6, let's get it to 6.5 or 7 or 7.5, right? Over 8, man, I've worked with a lot of advisors. I don't have a single one that is over 80% on a regular basis long-term. There's just a 20% natural fall off for whatever reason. Okay. So I'm going to start with the phone. There are two things that we're going to do. One is we're going to do a confirmation call that takes place the next morning at 9 a.m. That can be speaking to them directly on the phone for confirmation. If you don't get them on the phone, then you're going to leave a message. Okay? The second piece of that is texting. You're going to text them the next morning. All right, I'll get to that in a moment. So what we have for you is all the scripting, right? I think what happens in a lot of offices is that, oh, okay, Joe or Sally is responsible for doing follow-ups and they're just kind of winging it. We don't like to wing it with confirmation calls. So we have scripting that we can use. In fact, we have several scripts and I'll just read you a tidbit of one. So if you get them on the phone, you're going to say, good morning, Jim. This is Mark from MEG. I wanted to thank you again for joining us at the seminar last night at Ruth's Chris. I hope you found it informative and enjoyable. I wanted to confirm the appointment we scheduled together for Tuesday, March 8th at 1 p.m. Does this still work for your calendar? Okay, great. I will go ahead and put that time on and get a friendly reminder out to you. Thank you again. We'll see you soon. So we want people to work from a script. Now, you can take the script and make it any way that you want. We have the basic pieces that you can use. In particular, if I have a newbie, right? Hey, make the confirmation calls. Oh, what do I say? Okay. We don't want that to happen. So the next piece of that is, of course, the friendly reminder call. So 2 or 3 days ahead of the appointment, we're going to reach out again. We've got scripting for that, so that we get them into the office. Now, I find a lot of offices will do the confirmation call, but not necessarily do the friendly reminder call. So we need to make sure that that friendly reminder call is done as well. I've got the scripting for that. If you want more info, certainly you can reach out, set up a 15-minute call. We'll get you all that. And by the way, you can do that by going to markedwardgaffney.com. There's a little area there that you can sign up for a 15-minute intro call. All right, the next piece is text confirmation. Listen. My dentist alone, I'm not sure how many texts they send to me. There's like 2 or 3 confirmation texts, 2 or 3 reminder texts, but I get a whole bunch of them. Here's my point. People are conditioned today to get these. You're not bothering them. The best way to do this is have it automatically set up with a text service, a text platform of some sort. If you don't have that, well, then you can use your phone and do it yourself. You don't need to have a text service to do that. Okay. So there should be at least one of those, a text confirmation that says, and I've got one written right here. Hi, Jane. You have a consultation with us on Wednesday at 10:30. Reply C to confirm. We want them to take action. Reply C to confirm. Okay. So we're going to do that. So I've got 2 of those. So I now have at least 2 calls, 2 text. That's four touches. We're going to keep it going from there. My absolute favorite way to ensure that people show up is the mailbox. How underrated the mailbox is. Yes, it does require a little more effort. I've got some show and tell items that I'm going to bring up with you here in just a moment to show you how easy this is. The first one that we're going to do is a thank you card, right? Simple thank you card. Our preference is that it's branded to your company. But if it isn't, just go down to Walgreens and get the 10-pack of thank you cards. So I'm going to tell you a couple stories about thank you cards. The first one is there is a gentleman named Joe Girard. He is in the Guinness Book of World Records for most automobiles sold. Check this. In 1973, he sold 1,425 automobiles in a year. I mean, if you break that down by every day of the week or break it down by working days, it's basically hard to fathom. It's a little bit mind-blowing. So he was asked, Joe, how do you get such amazing results? What are you doing to market yourself? Here's what he's doing. Every month, once a month, to every one of his clients, he does some sort of card. Thank you card, Christmas card, Thanksgiving card, birthday card. Every single month. The vast majority of these are referrals. By show of hands, how many people like referrals? So not only will it help you get people to the office, what a great referral machine idea this is. Every month, he puts something in the mailbox. Now, he had a team that helped him do it, and for a while, he signed every one. Then he didn't sign them anymore, but every month you get something from Joe Girard in your mailbox, right? How great, I'll say easy, maybe a little bit time intensive, but easy. Now I'm going to tell you my personal story. I had moved years ago from one market to another market to open up a new branch of the company that I was with. I didn't know anyone down there. I moved. We opened up this new branch. The promotion, I decided, you know what? I'm going to go out and update my entire wardrobe. So I went to this men's clothing store and I was with this gentleman. I'll never forget him. His name was Ralph. And Ralph, and this is probably the gentleman can relate to this more than ladies, but maybe there's something similar for the ladies. I go in there and he's pulling suits off the shelf. I'm trying them on. And once I like the three suits that I picked out and the sport coats, he goes over to the shirt section, takes them out of the plastic, puts the shirts underneath the jacket so I can see how they match up. Then he brings over pocket squares. Then he brings over socks. I try on shoes. I'm telling you that I was there for easily 2 hours. Yes, it was a pretty sizable purchase, right? Because I wanted to update the entire wardrobe. By the way, side note, you want to feel good? You want something to make you feel good? Maybe you're a little down? Update your wardrobe. You'll feel like $1 million. Okay. About 5 days later, in the mail, I get one of these. Made out to me. Little tiny card. I open it up. It's a thank you card from Ralph, and it says, Dear Mr. Gaffney, it was a pleasure serving you and helping you get all the wonderful clothes that you bought with us. If you ever need help again, don't hesitate to call me. Sincerely, Ralph, and his phone number. Am I ever going to shop with anyone else ever again? No. Ralph's my guy. He is my guy. He has since moved away. This was 20 years ago. But I thought, what an indelible mark that this person made on me by doing this, a simple thank you card in the mail. Nobody does it. When was the last time you got a simple thank you card in the mail from anybody for anything? Be different. Stand out. Put this little card in the mail. So that's part one, okay, of what we can put in the mailbox. Part two of that is, and I specifically put this together for those advisors that are below 60% show up. Remember, for every 10 appointments we set up at the seminar, we want 6 to 8, that's the money zone, showing up in the office. If I'm below 6, I'm going to share with you some things right now. I just shared one of them to get people to show up. And it is based on the law of reciprocity. The law of reciprocity. What is that? Well, it essentially says that if I do something nice for you and you have half a conscience, you will respond in kind. So if I send you something in the mail, the thought process is you'll show up, or at least you'll call to reschedule. You won't do a big old no-show cancellation. How many people love the no-show cancellation, right? There's an hour and a half, 2 hours, 45 minutes, whatever it is, just destroyed in your calendar because those people didn't have the decency to at least call to reschedule or call to cancel. So the first thing that I'm going to show you here is something called lumpy mail. It should be called magical lumpy mail because it works like magic. And what you're going to do is for everyone that shows up, you're going to put lumpy mail in their mailbox. Lumpy mail is something other than an envelope, right? Here's an example. I love this one too, and I'm going to talk about this in a minute for a different type of essentially lumpy mail, but it has a different essence to it. Who's not going to open this thing up right away, right? That's the essence of lumpy mail, right? It's Christmas morning. What do we do Christmas morning? We open presents with our name on it. Amazon. I open my door. There's a bunch of boxes. Do I take those boxes and set them on my kitchen counter and open them up a week later? Of course not. I open them up almost immediately, or certainly when I have the first opportunity to get them opened up. I call it Operation Mailbox Domination. There might be 4 or 5 pieces in the mail, in the mailbox of mail. And this is what's competing against them for attention. What is marketing? It is a competition for attention. This demands immediate attention. Now, this thing's been around the block because I've traveled probably over a decade, and I still show this one because of how simple it is. You can go to the dollar store and buy all the components. You can get this at USPS. There are pre-postage boxes done, right? So I open this up for my show and tell. There's blue tissue paper and a thank you card at the top, right? Thank you card. I open up the blue. Oh, it's like a present, isn't it? It's like a present. I open up the blue tissue paper, and then inside there, these are still the original items. There is a chocolate bar. That is a $100,000 bar. Oh, look at that. It's falling apart and it just broke onto my desk here. And then also there's a wine stopper, non-logoed, non-logoed wine stopper. This was absolutely transformative for this group on getting people above 60%. It works immediately. Now, I have some advisors out there that are like, Mark, I can't do simple. I'm not sending something to somebody that's from the dollar store. Fine. You can ratchet this thing up as far as compliance will let you. Now, I've got a group that's like, hey, we're going to go next level on this. And they bought a tin. I have others that have a tin that's got corporate logo on it. And you open up this tin, let me tell you something. Holy cow, that smells good. It's got, I'm on HVC right now, right? QVC, HSN. Is that what I'm doing right now? The lovely candle scent for only $34. It's like a present. There's a corkscrew in here. There's all sorts of cool stuff. I've had some advisors, I mean, I'm telling you, they knock it out of the park. It's twice this size. It's got all sorts of goodies in it. Listen to me. What is the essence of this? The law of reciprocity. I've done something super nice for you. And by the way, nobody does it. Who does that? You're going to show up. You're going to call to reschedule, or you're going to call to cancel because I did something really nice for you. Here's one. Here's a logoed box, right? That can go in the mail. All you have to do is put the sticker on there. Look at this. It's beautiful. And it shows how professional you are. It makes people want to come in. Beautiful things inside. You can even take it up to the next level. Look at this one. Okay. Here's my point at the end of the day. Advisors are doing this and it's working, right? If you have 50% of the appointments coming in and you could take that to 60, you might say, well, that's going to improve my revenue by 10%. It's an exponential jump in revenue if you can get 10% more of your appointments to show up. And let me go back for a minute because I love to go off on tangents. What if by bringing in MEG, we could get 10% more people to fill your chairs, qualified people at your seminars? What if we could teach you to get 10% more appointments at your seminars? And what if we could get 10% more appointments to show up in your office? Same budget. This is an explosion of revenue. It's exponential. So when I say that you could double your production with the same budget, I absolutely 100% mean it. Here's one more. Sunglasses. I think the company is pronounced Goodar. Maybe it's Gooder. Okay. But there's so many different things you can do, from the very simple and inexpensive all the way up to the very expensive. I would argue that they make the same point in the mailbox and they have a very similar outcome. Don't forget it. You want to have a game changer to take away today? Lumpy mail. Okay. The next one that I have, that's an item of value that we can put in our lumpy mail. I'm now going to show you an item of interest. And unfortunately, I don't have an example of it right now, but I can describe it to you. This is in lieu of a thank you card. Let's just say for a minute that your seminars are tax heavy, right? Your specialty is tax reduction. I'm just making this up right now. So in Forbes magazine, you come across an article about reducing taxes. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to make a Xerox copy, and I mean very Xerox, okay? Black and white, maybe slightly crooked. It's going to look like a Xerox copy of a magazine article. You're going to get oversized Post-its, okay? And you're going to use your own letterhead. You're going to put that article in there, and on the oversized postcard, you're going to say, "Dear John and Mary, thanks so much for coming to our seminar back on the 12th. I saw this article in Forbes magazine, and I thought of you, and I wanted to send it to you. We look forward to seeing you at your appointment on the 29th at 11 a.m. If there's any issues, please reach out to us." So we've done a thank you card with an item of interest. You used your own letterhead. Okay, those are the pieces that we can put in the mailbox. We can show you how to do this. We can give you great examples on how to do that. So you could see that for me, yes, the phone. Love it. Phone confirmation, obviously necessary. Phone friendly reminder. Text confirmation. Text friendly reminder. The mailbox takes the cake, okay, if you want people to show up. And then the last piece of the puzzle is, of course, emails. And let me just share this with you. You're emailing someone that knows your brand. They just saw you. This is not a cold email any longer. This is a warm email. That's more likely to get opened. But if you combine a warm email with a video in the email, it gets opened a lot more. Now, the essence of this, the main piece, is in your subject line, you're going to remind them of what happened. Thanks for coming to our seminar back on the 18th. And then in parentheses, it's going to say video 38 seconds in parentheses. They know the brand. They see there's a video attached. Now you have an opportunity to welcome them to your office for first appointment via video. Love this, love this, love this. If you don't have the capability of doing that, it's not terribly difficult. BombBomb.com is a great way to do it. You can just take the video on your phone, download it. Okay, I'm not a tech person, but I do these and they're simple. Okay, adding video to your confirmation email and your friendly reminder email will make the difference. Recap. 2 calls, 2 texts, 1 piece in the mailbox, 2 emails. You do all of those 7 pieces, you will get more people showing up to the office for their appointment. If that doesn't work for you, I will fly to your office and eat my shoe. Let me say that again. I'm going to fly to your office and eat my shoe. Hey, I want to thank all of you for being here today. Oh my gosh, this has been tremendous. Thanks so much. Look forward to talking to you soon. Quick break from the show to tell you about something that could seriously change the game for your business. Today's episode is brought to you by MEG. Since 2013, we've helped thousands of financial advisors hit new production levels, bring in more qualified leads, and finally take control of their marketing. Whether it's seminars, webinars, TV, radio, referral systems, database management, marketing, you name it, we do it, and we do it well. Now, here's the part I don't want you to miss. If you've ever felt like your marketing is scattered, you know what I mean, folks? Scattered. We work with a lot of firms. That marketing is scattered or potentially scattered. Or you just know that you could be doing more, but you don't know where to start. Listen to me. Let's talk. I'm offering a 15-minute Zoom call with me personally. We call it the $1 Million Zoom because that's the level of ideas and clarity people walk away with. There's no pressure, no hard pitch. Absolutely no cost, just real practical value. Yes, packed into 15 minutes, and you speak directly with me. So if you're even thinking about leveling up your marketing, go to markedwardgaffney.com right now. That's Mark Edward Gaffney. Pick a time that works for you, and let's chat. It might just be the most profitable 15 minutes you spend this year. MEG, boutique marketing for financial advisors who are ready to grow like never before. All right. Back to the show. That's it for today's episode of the Marketing Mastery Podcast with me, Mark Edward Gaffney. I hope you leave more equipped, more encouraged, and more empowered to build a practice that reflects excellence and honor your calling. At MEG, we believe your business can be a beacon, one that leads with purpose, serves with heart, and grows with intention. Until next time, keep showing up boldly, serve your clients faithfully, and never forget that the gifts God placed in you were meant to multiply. Stay sharp, stay faithful, and as always, keep mastering your message. God bless.
You've been tuning in to the Advisor Marketing Mastery Podcast with Mark E. Gaffney. Until next time, command attention, own your narrative, and market with distinction.